The chief executive of the Driver Vehicle and Licensing Authority, DVLA, Rudolph Berkeley, says the introduction of the computer-based test as a requirement for driver's license is to promote best practices in the transport industry to guarantee road safety. He said the DVLA has factored the concerns of driver unions into the computer-based test. As a result, there will be a touch screen facility as well as a translation of examination questions into 5 local languages to help applicants who do not understand the English language. Mr. Berkeley said this at a news conference in Accra. It follows agitation by some drivers against the DVLA's computer-based test.
The Committed Drivers Association had over the weeks accused the DVLA of pushing drivers out of their jobs. They claim the following measures by the authority are draconian, to say the least. The introduction of a compulsory driving course for potential drivers, the newly introduced electronic roadworthy sticker, the installation and use of seat belts in all sitting positions in vehicles, the introduction of private vehicle test stations, and the prevention of illiterates from driving, among others. According to the association, the move will not only affect most of its illiterate members, but could make life unbearable for them. But the DVLA believes the measures could go a long way in sanitizing the transport industry and weed out all manner of persons who steer the wheel just for the sake of it. The director of the Driver Vehicle and Licensing Authority, Rudolph Berkeley, highlights the authority's concerns.
Before 2003, the assessment of drivers took the form of an oral test, then followed by an in-traffic test. In 2004, the authority introduced a written test that had the oral duty of translating the patterns to the applicants who could not read, and that defeated the integrity of the test. The authority continued the reforms until 2007, when the translation of questions. At that point, applicants read the questions on their own and provided answers which were then marked. Unfortunately, not long after this introduction, this process came fraught with a lot of allegations pertaining to distrust, corruption, favoritism, and what have you. It was at this point that it was decided finally to introduce a new method that would seek to address all the concerns once and for all, and to introduce a new test regime that will meet international standards. Hence the introduction of computer-based theory test in 2013, which largely has served us very well. It is worth noting that the objective of the test is to ensure best practices which guarantee safety. Clearly, as part of process for streamlining the examination process in line with the concerns of transport unions.
According to Mr. Berkeley, the measures have their roots in the Road Traffic Regulations, LI 2180-2012, and it assigns a plethora of responsibilities to the DVLA aimed at sanitizing the transport industry.